A historic Gothic-style pro-cathedral is currently under renovation. The beginning of I-75 is home to the state's first city and Catholic parish, established by Jesuit missionary Father Jacques Marquette, S.J. in 1668 Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church in Sault Ste. Marie. Its congregation has seen a total of 5 buildings spanning approximately 12 generations. The present-day Holy Name of Mary Church was constructed in 1881. Standing tall in all of its original glory, the building's exterior is defined by red brick, colorful stained glass, and shingle spires designed to reach toward the heavens. Its interior is painted in royal blue, light yellow, and pure vanilla. Green beams take on the identity of marble, rooted in Pentecostal red carpeting and lined with hardwood oak pews. Gold detailing shimmers throughout. But recent problems with dust have dulled such interior glow. Jamie Oyala, Holy Name of Mary's religious education director, said an insurance claim was filed on the church last year. The insurance adjuster, allegedly, identified the issue as soot blowing from the church's basement through its heating vents. Soot quickly covered the building's interior. It was time for immediate renovations. Everything will look the same, Oyala said to reassure parishioners and visitors. Everything just had to be cleaned out, and it was. Renovations began in December, and are expected to reach completion in May. Though it may have seemed like work was slow-moving, a lot of work has been taking place behind the scenes. Heating ducts throughout the chapel and Mary Room were cleaned, along with the carpet and church cushions. The pews were removed and moved into storage, Oyala said. The walls have been cleaned on both sides and around the sanctuary. Currently, they are working on cleaning the ceiling and then will finish up with the side and main entrance. Plastering and painting have begun, and these painters are going to town, doing a fabulous job. Fresh paint has already been applied to the parish, Mary Room, and bathrooms. Work continues in the choir loft with the installation of our new organ, and work beginning on the repairs to the bell tower, Oyala said, noting a minor leak in the tower. With having the lifts, this will also allow us to replace the ceiling fans and fix the lighting. A lot of wonderful things are happening in our church that began last summer. It's a process, but it will be beautiful once complete. Father Alan Mott arrived at the parish in January, shortly after work began, to start the new year off with construction, cleaning, and painting crews. He took the place of Father Nicholas Thompson, who served the parish from 2020 to 2022. It is always exciting to be at such a historically important place of worship, Mott said. The church's connection to early missionaries, such as French missionary Saint Isaac Hoges, S.J. in 1641, is a beautiful testimony to faith all over the world. We see God in beautiful things. Mott told parishioners during Sunday Mass that all of the painting would be finished by the end of the week. Light bulbs should be installed next week, followed by the reinstallation of church pews. He estimated that parishioners could return to Mass inside the cathedral by the second week of May. Until further notice, daily Masses are being conducted in the chapel of the Rectory Center. Weekend Masses are currently taking place across the street at St. Mary's Catholic School. McGehee Construction of Sault Ste. Marie was hired as the main contractor in renovating the historic Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church. The company subcontracted cleaners and painters. The Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church is listed on the National Register Information System as a historic site. Thousands walk through its doors each year just to see and learn more about the state's oldest parish. The Holy Name of Mary website includes a detailed history of the parish, dating back to St. Hoges, as researched and written with the help of the late Kathleen Hendricks of Paradise.